As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, you know, a little earlier, before we get to our guest here, I had mentioned the fact, Kim, that Dr. Anthony Fauci is going to be coming to St. Louis. And we just found out that in his first year after leaving government, he made $3.5 million in speaking fees. There were that many people interested in hearing his lies in person, and they paid him on average $100,000 per speaking appearance. And then I find out he's coming to Maryville University. And I was interested to know what it would cost to for people who are going there to see him. Mm-hmm. You can't buy a single ticket. You have to subscribe to the whole speaker series is how they get you. So it's the cheapest ticket, as I found on here, is $475. That's for open seating. And then there are two more levels above that. I guess if you want platinum seating, it's $655 for the series. You get it's one subscription, one price, and 7 different speakers over the course of the season.
It's always better hearing lies in person. There's just something about that experience that's so, just top notch.
So if you really want to go hear Anthony and contribute to his $100,000 speaking fee, it is 475 smackaroos, and that's if there are any seats left. It's at Powell Hall is where they do this on North Grand. So that is how Maryville University chooses to spend their endowment money and maybe their tuition money. I don't know. I don't know who pays for it.
Why don't we go,
speaker,
Mark?
Speaker fees aren't going to pay if he's the most expensive speaker at $100,000 and everybody else charges less. There's no way they're going to make $200,000 on that thing.
But people will be willing. People will be willing to fork over that money just to see Fauci.
I guess
they don't even maybe care about the other speakers.
Well, they probably don't. If I had to guess, that's what's going on with that. Drew, do I see our guest on there? All right, thank you. I appreciate that. We talked about the fact that America is in need of more family physicians. What is going on here? There appears to be a shortage. You got Dr. Bill Hennessy joining us. He's an associate professor of political science at Tarleton State University. And Dr. Hennessy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm actually self-employed co-founder of Care Guide.
Oh, awesome.
A medical cost savings company, but that's okay. Belated Happy Easter.
They must have gotten the title wrong for me here. I apologize for that. Happy Easter to you, sir. We had to have seen this coming, right? If there's a shortage of family physicians?
Yes. There's about 900,000 physicians in the United States, so the report that we're talking about says 90,000 short. I think it's probably going to be more, and there's 3 key reasons. The electronic medical record, how much a medical student education costs, and the third would be women in healthcare.
Wow. So I would assume that how much a medical education costs plays into the fact that they want to make they need to make more money once they're finally able to get their medical certification and work.
Correct. Follow the money. If you're paying $300,000 for a four-year medical student college degree, and then before that you might have $50,000 to $100,000 or more from your undergraduate degree, good luck making $175,000, taking taxes out of that, and already having a $400,000 mortgage, and that's not really a mortgage. That happens to be your student loan debt.
I have a couple questions. You said women in healthcare. How does that tie in?
Well, back in the 1970s, only 7% of women or physicians were women. Now it's half of them. They say they wanted to be treated equal, but they don't. They want to have kids and raise families.
Sure.
They're working. Now we got half of the physician workforce working part-time.
Oh,
I know. There's some working full-time, but there's a lot more part-time women physician workers than there are male counterparts.
So Dr. Hennessy, I'm surprised to hear those numbers in terms of what a family practitioner can make. Are these people like that are independent? They have their own office? Because I've heard it related before that people who are coming out of school that are going into like emergency medicine and all of this are making $500,000 or $600,000 a year.
They're not making that much a year. I mean, you got a lot of ER doctors still making between $200,000 and $300,000. They're not making that much, but there are plenty of primary care physicians making under $200,000. They need to make more. They work hard. I think they should make more. They should be reimbursed higher.
Do you think there's anything at play here with the increasing popularity in concierge medicine, where it's kind of a fee that you pay and then basically they're on call? Because I know that people have said that even if they have a family doctor, that you're trying to get an appointment and you're having to book out months and months and months. And so people don't want to wait. So they're willing to pay more for the concierge doctor, or they're saying, forget it, I'm just going to go to the urgent care.
You're exactly right. That's happening on both accounts. 100 million Americans do not have a primary care doctor. A lot of them between ages 20 and 40 will just use the urgent care if they needed a doc. What you're saying is absolutely true. Now, it's called DPC, direct primary care. Fees can often range between $50 to $75 a month, but you get a hold of your doctor whenever you want. And the only problem with that is it can't be wide scale. It works. It works well. Multiply the numbers I gave you times 12. It's a lot less than what you pay for health insurance, but 99 out of 100 of us only need health care in any given year.
Yeah.
So it's a very effective tool, but 2 out of 3 of the 900,000 physicians are employed by hospitals. They're not your direct primary care concierge doctors. Those are controlled by the hospital systems to make the most money off of each one of us. So we're pulling from the 1 out of 3 that are independent.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, I mean, the shortage then is obvious. And then on the consumer side, you've still got the expense of health care. Is that what Care Guide Advocates is all about?
Yes, we're saving money before and after care. So before care, we can tell you where to go and what to pay. You may get a bill, but it's not going to be a surprise bill. It's going to be a fair one. And afterward, we have a program called Hospital Bill Eraser. When you see that big number in an unitemized bill and you know you're being ripped off, you say two words, hello, Care Guide. We're going to take on the hospital for you and give them a taste of their own medicine.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I my mother was hospitalized. She's got a Cadillac health care plan. She's a retired teacher. She's got a, Aetna and Medicare and all that stuff. And I think her hospital bill was like $48,000, and she ended up having to pay like $500.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that she was in the hospital for 7 or 8 days, and then she was in a nursing situation after that for a little while for rehab. I couldn't believe how much it was, and you got to assume some of those are $100 Band-Aids, right?
There is, I call them billing shenanigans and federal violations in every hospital bill, directly or indirectly, and I mean every single one. So we beat up the hospitals significantly. Under the Affordable Care Act, nonprofit hospitals have to give back free and discounted care. 100 million people qualify for free or discounted care. They just don't know to speak to the financial counselor of the hospital. Best thing we can do, folks, is stay healthy.
Yep.
I do want to touch one more. The third reason was the electronic medical record. You hate them, and we doctors hate them. Those are those damn iPads we stare at instead of looking at you and having a human-to-human interaction.
Yeah.
They slow the average doctor down by 25%. So even a smart, software-savvy physician is slowed down 25%. There's your 25% physician shortage. Get rid of the current damn EMR that's just being used to make the hospital money. And there's no physician shortage.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Dr. Bill Hennessy, we appreciate your time. Where can people find out more about Care Guide?
CGASaves.com. That stands for Care Guide Advocates. CGASaves.com. Putting the care back into healthcare.
You bet. Dr. Hennessy, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care of yourself. That's interesting. He was telling me some stuff I hadn't heard on there before.
A lot of people, myself included, have used telehealth, and those are not your family physicians. You don't even want to leave. You feel like crap. You're just looking to get some sort of a diagnosis so you can get medicine. So you just basically FaceTime a doctor. So I think there's a lot of reasons why they're not doing this. And we, to his point, I mean, talking about some of the things, the charges with hospitals, if you do not have insurance, your bill will be far less than if you have insurance. That is messed up, where if you're going through an insurance company, it seems like they jack up the rate because they know that they can likely get more.
Well, they also have to ring the cash register. These big healthcare conglomerates in most doctors' offices are connected to hospital systems now, have put plump rules in place that you have to ring the cash register. I get a notification the other day that one of my mother's medications was not renewed, right? And we had to call in to try to figure out why the doctor had not renewed her prescription for a certain medication that she has to have. I found out it's because it had been more than 6 months since she had an office visit.
Mm.
So in other words, even if she's doing just fine, you got to come in and ring the register in order to get your next prescription.
Yeah.
That's sort of the message I got from that.
That's 100% it.
That's
it's
absolutely
like for your eye health. I have contacts, and I'm telling you, I know that my prescription has not changed, but they will not give you new contacts until you have an annual exam, and you have to prove that.
Yep.
So it's just another way to cha-ching, make more money.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm with you. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Pope.
Yeah, we've been talking all morning, this big breaking news. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. But just here in the last couple of minutes, we have new information. A possible cause of death has just been revealed.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.